Hey, what's up, guys? How are you doing today? Welcome again to the Musijo Show. I hope you guys are doing well, taking precautions, and I hope everyone is safe wherever you are. So, without further ado, we're about to jump into today's episode, and the title is a bit of a stretch because I was trying to like find a good title to like sum it up, but I couldn't. So I was just like, the thing about her squad. When you're dating, that's a bit long-winded, but it's the thing about her squad. I think I'll probably change it in the title. Like when I place a title, I'll probably come through with a different one. But yeah, that's pretty much it. The thing about her squad when you guys are dating. So what this episode is all about today is, do you know every girl? Okay, most girls have a squad. And when you guys are dating and you're exclusive and her squad knows about you, of course they do, because she will introduce you. She'll be swooning over you, talking about you the whole time. There are things which you need to look out for, my friend. My G, trust me. There are some things you have to look out for. Yeah. One thing you should know is if you treat the girl right, they will love you. They will automatically love you for that. They'll be on your side to the death. Once you treat the girl right, if she's, you know, happy, if she's glowing, if she looks taken care of, and all that kind of good stuff, they will automatically love you. So you just know that. They really will campaign for you all day, every day. If she's feeling some type of way about you, because, you know, people... At some point, they get, you know, to have small issues. So her girls will come through for you. And they'll tell you, like, yo, they'll tell her, like, yo, listen, this guy is good for you. So please, just stop it. I know you guys are going through a rough patch. Just get back together. Try sit down and talk about stuff. Don't be irrational. Think it through. I'm sure you don't want this to end. You know, all that kind of good stuff. So if you treat her right, trust me, they will love you. Yeah. Another thing you should know, out of a squad, be it a big one or a small one, there is always one who's waiting for you guys to split. Who is really waiting for you guys to split. Might be for any reason. Might be because they heard something about you, or they just don't like your face, or you come through with that odor. You know, it might be anything. Might be any reason. Might be even a flimsy reason. But trust me, there's one or two, or even all of them, who want you guys to split. They may compare you with the previous guy she was with. They may not just like you because of something you said, or you're not social with them to a certain point, or whatever. But yeah, there's always one who does not want you guys to be together. So in the case of that, that should not worry you, because if the lady is yours, you're treating her well, and you guys have a good rapport and everything is going well, why the hell would you be listening to those other women? Nah, no, you stick with your man, you stick with your woman. You know, it's just the two of you. That outside noise, just block it out. Totally block it out, because there's always that one. There's always that one. Yeah. And then another thing, there's always one who wants to test your loyalty to her friend. Yo, these are the ones who are sent by the demons. They'll come through and just try, you know, they'll probably even get flirty with you. Probably be like, yo, what's up, and this and that, and this and that. They might have been sent by your girl at the time to just test your loyalty, or they might just send themselves to test the loyalty and go back and report that to your girl and be like, hey, yo, this is just a hypothetical name, by the way. Don't think that this is true. Yo, Samantha, I think that this guy, he's not the one for you. Yesterday, he was sending me this and this kind of text. Samantha's like, what? No way. And yeah, trust me, there's one who will test your loyalty. Or maybe there's one who'll see you somewhere out with another female and be so quick to call Samantha and tell her, like, yo, you can't believe what I just saw. Brian is out here with another chick. Then Samantha will go like, I know. That's his sister. She'll be like, oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was just looking out for you, babe. You know, have the best interest for you. Yes, there's always the one who has to test the loyalty and see how far you can go without quote unquote cheating or being dodgy to their friend. So trust me, the has to happen here. And then one thing you need to know, which is important, here, they are not your friends. Your girlfriend's squad are not your friends. Trust me. This is very, very underrated, but one thing you should know, they are not your friends. The reason why they're cool to you or you think they like you is because you guys are together. And this is extended, by the way, to a point where even her family or her male friends, they are not your friends. They're only cool with you because you guys are together. Once y'all break up, then you've broken up with the whole squad and the family and what. That's just it, man. It happens. It's sad, but it's a reality. It's a truth. Once you guys are done, it's like a cascade of, friendships and whatnot just going down the drain. That's how it gets, man. So don't take it personally. That's just how it goes. Because even you, if it was a nasty breakup, that makes it even worse. But some people are quite cordial, and you can break up and still remain friends with her family, even her, you can still remain friends with her, and there's nothing wrong with that as well. Because the best kind of breakup is a cordial one. When you see yourselves just, growing apart or things are just not working out like they used to, mnachana tu, and things are fine. Cause utamwona mahali at some point, and you're like, yo, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Maybe hug it out, maybe handshake, maybe just acknowledgement, like a wave, a high five, whatever, and you just keep it moving. I think that's part of growing up, though, because you at some point you will have some exes. Some will be very, very bitter with you, but some will be okay with the fact that you're still alive. So yeah, trust me. One thing you should know, though, most of the friends she introduced you to are not your friends. Just keep that in mind. Those are not your friends, man. So move correct. Yeah. And there's this one friend of hers, or a few friends, who will actually, and this is quite rare, but it happens, who will actually come to you and tell you, like, yo, listen, Brian, your girl Samantha is man, she's for the streets, man. She's really out there. So you better be careful. This chick is for the streets. I know you've invested time, money, all that kind of good stuff. But just so you know, there's another dude in the picture. Like I said, it is very, very rare for one of the girls to betray her girl, but there's probably one who can, because they can see the good in you and what you're like putting on the table, and you're actually like the kind of guy that, she would love for her friend to have, and she would not like for you to just be there looking all clownish. So she'll come and tell you, like, yay, my G, just leave her alone, man. She's for the streets. You just move on with your life and do whatever you need to do. This is crazy. There are many ways you can approach such a situation, but I think one of the best ways to approach it is, first of all, to take your time. Just never approach such a situation from a point of anger. Just try your best to approach it calmly. Just probably give yourself time, just a bit of time. Be calm, and then now approach the situation. So that when you come through and ask her, like, yo, it's like this and like this. This is what I heard. Is it true? Is it a lie? What's going on? And then from that point, now you can handle it however you want to handle it. But the best way you can handle it is with a rational mindset, so that things don't go crazy. We here at the Musidro Show do not condone any form of domestic violence, be it towards the female or the male. So keep it rational, keep it cordial, even in times of anger. Just try your best not to act out physically or even verbally. It's crazy. People have emotional and mental issues. So yeah, those are just a few things I wanted to tell you about her squad. So with that knowledge being imparted to you, what you gonna do? This has been another episode of the Musijo Show. Thank you so much for sticking with me and sharing my episodes. Tuta onana very, very soon. Adios.